The Living Word 144. Hi, this is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org with the Living Word number 144. Today's show is a review of the past week's shows and the verses we discussed together. The week started with show number 138, in which James 1:26 from the NIV advised us to think before we speak. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Show number 139 featured 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9 from the New King James, which encouraged us to put life's challenges in the proper perspective. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. In show number 140, Isaiah 41:10, also from the New King James, showed us that we always have a source of strength by our side to help us overcome our fears. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Realizing that we can't earn our way into heaven on our own was the message for show number 141, and the verses were Ephesians 2, 4, and 5 from the NLT. God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so very much that even while we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved. In show number 142, Hebrews 11:1, again from the NLT, gave us a clear definition of faith. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. And finally, show number 143 looked at Proverbs 17:14 from the NIV, in which Solomon passes on wisdom about getting into arguments. Starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. And that wraps it up for this week's review. Thanks for listening. This is Craig Patchett, and you can reach me at livingword@godcast.org or on the web at www.godcast.org. Until next time, remember to hide God's word in your heart so it becomes a living part of you. God bless you.